is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a barrage of social media posts yesterday, President Trump and Elon Musk have quieted their feud over the budget bill. ABC's Jonathan Carl spoke to the president earlier today.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
Congressional Democrats say the bill hurts Americans beyond Musk's criticism, especially cuts to key programs like Medicaid. The Trump administration announcing new sanctions targeting 35 entities and individuals accused of taking part in Iran's shadow banking network to funnel money to the regime. And the May jobs report was better than expected, showing American employers added 139,000 jobs last month. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about two dozen states that sued in April. The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year. The Supreme Court says a Catholic charity in Wisconsin doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes in one of a set of religious rights cases the justices are considering this term. The unanimous Thursday ruling comes in a case filed by the Catholic Charities Bureau. The organization says the state violated the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the organization to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. Wisconsin argues the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. Also this term, the court deadlocked on public funding for religious schools. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers face the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. San Diego's Randy Vasquez against the Brewers right-hander Chad Patrick, who's 3-4 with an ERA of 2.97. Manager Pat Murphy.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff, meaning the right insides to pitch up here and pitch in big situations.
NBA, the Pacers with a last-second shot by Tyrese Halliburton beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Game 2 Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers agrees to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he says he already knows the team's quarterback coach.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first offseason I ever did, went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
The Steelers host the Packers Week 8 in Pittsburgh with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the upper 70s. With some scattered showers out there this afternoon, we'll stay mostly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine still right there in the mid-70s, with a chance of showers popping up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
See, you're speechless too.
I mean, I love it.
We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, to discuss what the heck went wrong with Wisconsin's biennial budget and the draconian cuts the MAGA regime is proposing right here at home.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba. Yeah, freedom.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer on the board. It is a TGIF edition, June 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And no, Zommer and I have not broken up as host and producer, but yes, it's a special a Musk-Trump edition of the first half hour of the show today. Zomers, how are you?
Doing well. Doing a lot better than either Donald Trump or Elon Musk, that's for sure.
Yes. The front page of the New York Post, I believe, had a heart with Trump on one side, Musk on the other, divided like a broken heart. And something, the headline was something like, "I'm not getting back with my ex."
Or on AP.
Pretty good.
On AP News, they said that the Trump-Musk relationship was much like a SpaceX rocket.
Yes. It took off with lots of force and then it blew up.
Yeah.
Headline.
Or as they call it, a rapid unscheduled disassembly. Yes.
The lead of the year. We're going to get into that. Take a look at why maybe this rift all started right here in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin voters might be responsible for this big breakup out in D.C. There's a serious side to this as well. We'll explore that. But a huge show today. Hope you stick around. Really fun show. Take a look at these headlines. Also on the serious side, today is D-Day, marks the invasion or the military operation onto the beaches of Normandy by our great boys, as they were known back then, our great men, that many of whom gave their lives so that they could begin to end World War II. We'll take a look back at that with iconic 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rudy. Really, really hope you stick around for that. At the bottom of the hour, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion for the Wisconsin Badger football team, spent 3 years in the NFL. Great guy. Goes around speaking to youth. Reach out to him. He's going to tell us about that. Going to talk a little bit about character. Character today. And how it relates to the men's basketball team, the Badger basketball team. John Blackwell foregoing the NBA and not going to the transfer portal, coming back to Wisconsin, as he promised. I always have a great time with Brady. Hour two, what's worse, hamburger edition today, what's worse, Whoppers or Big Macs? We'll discuss that at length. You already know what's better, a Butterburger from Culver's.
But we'll talk about what's worse.
Also, Peter Rapine at 3:35, managing editor of EPOM's World, with a humorous look at the wild and wacky, the week in review. Huge, huge show today. I have my Brewers gear on my Euchre jersey today. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, going to the game on Sunday afternoon game against the Padres. They kick off that series tonight. You can hear it across many stations on Civic Media, including Richland Center, Oshkosh, Bagosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in Hayward, Wisconsin. Broadcast time at 6:35. First pitch sometime after 7 o'clock. The Padres at the Brewers. Have to listen to it over your car or kitchen radio because we cannot stream it on the Civic Media app. The Padres at the Milwaukee Brewers. As I said, I'm going on Sunday. Looking forward to that. If you're going to be watching it, I got a deal for you. How about this? The game on Sunday, it's a 4 p.m. game, the game starts there. Let me check your notes, Todd. That would help. The game starts at 11:30. This is a broadcast, so probably at noon, 12:05 or so start time. It's going to be seen on the Roku Sports Channel. You can watch the game on the Roku Sports Channel this Sunday, the Brewers, and immediately following the game, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central, Más o Menos, more or less. You can see the great film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Great film. Our friends Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, the producers and director, respectively, of this film. They've been on this program. We always appreciate their time. And I know there are people that have not seen it yet for various reasons, and that's fine. But what better of a doubleheader than watching the Brewers on the Roku Sports Channel? You can listen to them on the radio at the same time, and then immediately after, you can listen or watch Just a Bit Outside for free. For free. No subscription needed, by the way.
Even if you're not a sports person, yeah, I highly recommend it because it's, as Kelly Call, one of the producers, has said, as Sean Hannish, the director and producer, has also said, it's a love story between a team and a city. It's very compelling.
It's fantastic. And if you don't want to watch it if you're not a streamer for whatever reason, you can still order the film on DVD. I have it right here, my hot little hands. Look at that. Look at that graphic artwork there. It's fantastic. You can get it on DVD at your Amazon store or wherever you get your DVDs. Just about outside. It's a really great film, as Namra said, regardless if you're a sports fan or not. All right. It's a big show today, as we said. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Before we get into the news headlines, it is summertime. Time to do a little text to win summer sizzler thing. Let's go. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Than Kenny Chesney. Roll down the windows. I wish we could just play that entire song. But for our podcasters, all they'd hear is silence. You remember, you can still hear all the music, all the audio music. Just listen to us on the YouTube channel, on the Civic Media YouTube channel, or on the Todd Allball Show Facebook page.
Plus, you can, then you get to point at us radio folks and laugh at what we look like.
Sometimes you can. Absolutely. All right, here we go. The Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. The lawyers tell me, I have to remind you, it is a statewide contest. Up for grabs this hour. Speaking of the Brewers, a pair of Brewer tickets. Not for tonight, but for a future game in our beautiful club-level seats at AmFam Field. So up for grabs, two tickets to a Brewers game this hour. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it at your Apple or Android device. Open it up. It's free, by the way. Open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones we're on. Click on one of those. Lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text. Click on that. Now you're set to go. I'm going to give you the word for this hour. The word is north. The word is north. N is Nancy, O-R-T-H. North, N-O-R-T-H, as in the direction you're headed is north. North. N-O-R-T-H. North. That's the word. So up for grabs, a set of Brewer tickets. Other days, we give you $100. Today, it's a pair of Brewer tickets. Don't forget, everybody who enters this hour will be entered in for one of our two grand prizes we're going to give away by random drawing computer next Friday. either a pair, or pardon me, either a vacation to the Baraboo Dells area getaway or a Door County getaway. And we're going to give you a gas card for gas to get you there and back. If you want to know the specific locations of these beautiful grand prizes, go to civicmedia.us. They're listed on our website. They want you to go click on that and check it out. There's a lot of great things there. The word is North, N-O-R-T-H, North. Text it in right now to be eligible to win a pair of tickets and eligible for our grand prize of those great Wisconsin getaways. All right. Last night, our friends at the Lincoln Project did a great, it's called The Breakdown with Maya May and Rick Wilson at the Lincoln Project, and they walked through all of these tweets back and forth, the war that is happening between President Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And at one point, Rick Wilson, a former Republican like myself, but much higher ranking, still has Republican contacts. And at one point during the breakdown, Rick kind of does a quick breaking news from personal texts he's getting. It was extraordinary. Here is part of the breakdown on the Lincoln Project last night.
So now,
okay, guys, just to interrupt for a second, a Trump World source who said the meeting is out of control.
My
God.
More.
And he takes a second to read it. And catch up with the information.
Let's put it this way. I joked earlier that Kristi Noem should send Elon Musk to CECOT. They're thinking about it.
Okay, let's talk about this for
a second.
They're
going to check his immigration status.
He's a national security risk at this
point. They're going to deport Elon.
He's so unhinged. He's threatening to, stop rockets and things that are all... He's a national security threat. No due process. Remember how it was all due process, due process?
You can tell Rick Wilson is enjoying this very much. And this is information that he's getting from people that still talked with him inside the White House. Jay Peterman, the fictional character from Seinfeld, of course, put it best years ago on Seinfeld. Here's what Jay Peterman might have called this.
Well, I see what's going on here. I am smack dab in the middle of a good old-fashioned catfight.
That's right. A good old-fashioned catfight.
The girls are fighting again.
Between Elon and the Trumpster. Now, if you think that Rick Wilson was just making this stuff up, here, almost simultaneously, here's what Steve Bannon, the guy that, well, you all know Steve Bannon, the Trumpster insider. Here's what he was saying online at the same time last night.
SpaceX. President Trump tonight should sign an executive order calling for the Defense Production Act to be called in SpaceX and seize SpaceX tonight before midnight. The U.S. government should seize it. If a guy's going to sit there and start making quotes, also, as Stuart Stevens talked back in January, I don't know why we haven't had a full investigation. Look, if you're going to deport illegal aliens, you got to deport illegal aliens. The good go with the goose and the gander. They got to go back to this, as Stuart Stevens talk about, and go through everything about his immigration status. I happen to believe, given the facts that I've been shown, that he's an illegal alien, and illegal aliens got to be deported.
You see how quickly the worm turns there? Longtime advisor Steve Bannon to Donald Trump helped get him out of jail. And by the way, Stuart Stevens, one of our friends, one of the founding members of the Lincoln Project, along with Rick Wilson, a former Republican. And when Stuart Stevens brought this up a few months ago, Steve Bannon and everybody else in Trump world was bagging on Stuart Stevens. When Stuart brought up and said, hey, if Trump's really going to be serious about deporting illegals, quote unquote, then you better look at Elon Musk. And they trashed Stuart Stevens. And all it took was a couple of 3 weeks. And now they're quoting Stuart Stevens saying, yeah, Stuart was absolutely right. There's a great article in the Wall Street Journal by John McCormick, headlined, Wisconsin was beginning of the end for the Trump-Musk relationship. It says a key political event that started the process that led to this week's ugly public breakup between President Trump and Elon Musk took place just more than 2 months ago. Musk was the largest 2024 election cycle donor, contributing close to $300 million to help Trump and other Republicans, and was a high-profile supporter of the trial. But the president slowly began to distance himself from Musk after the world's richest man proved to be a political alibi, or a liability, rather, on April 1st, when he lost the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. We'll come back, tell you the serious side of this. Don't go anywhere. Also, a tribute to D-Day. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on Civic Media.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now, is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
So long, farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Friday, TGIF, June 6th. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just thereafter, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL, going to talk a little sports and also about character, not just in sports, but character in general. Always a great conversation. Pardon me, with Brady, still getting over these allergies, although I feel like they're better. The smoke outside from the Canadian wildfires just keeps hanging on. Now they're saying perhaps through the weekend, but going to be a fairly nice weekend. Before the break, played you a couple of clips here talking about this Elon Musk Donald Trump breakup. Look, I think there's a humorous element to it, right? It's always interesting and kind of fun to see powerful people that are doing bad things not get along with each other. You know, the old Jon Stewart meme of eating popcorn. You're just like, ooh, look at this. But two things. A, on the breakdown last night on Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson had a great point. And he said, look, part of what fueled the MAGA movement, there are two things, media-wise. Fox News and also Twitter, which became X, because Elon Musk changed the algorithms, i.e. the inner workings of Twitter, to push some of the more conspiratorial things, the untruths, the lies of MAGA world, and throttled back on the truth on sites like the New York Times, other places that tell the truth. And so he said, the point Wilson was making, and I think he's right, is that if Elon decides to flip that, that's going to be trouble for MAGA world politically. Number two, Trygve Olson, our friend that comes on every Wednesday, also the Lincoln Project, who has worked against authoritarian leaders around the world, has said, look, remember the Stalin rule. Everybody knew during World War II that Stalin was a terrible person, but he was the second worst. The worst was Adolf Hitler. So in any fight, look at it this way. Look, I don't think Elon Musk is some great guy now, but if he makes people in MAGA world kind of rethink where they're at, hey, I think that's a good thing. So anyway, we'll continue to follow this and take more of your phone calls maybe a little bit later in the show. I want to get to this. It's D-Day, by the way, 81 years ago today. The German Chancellor Merz was in the White House talking to Donald Trump. Trump, as always, tried to talk down to Merz. Here's what German Chancellor Merz had to say about D-Day to Donald Trump.
June 6th, tomorrow, this is D-Day anniversary, when the Americans once ended a war in Europe. And I think this is in your hand in specific, in ours.
That was not a pleasant day for you?
No, that was not a pleasant
day.
Well,
not a great
in
day.
The long run, Mr. President, this was the liberation of my country from Nazi dictatorship.
That's true. So, that's true.
And we know what we owe you. But this is the reason why I'm saying that America is again in a very strong position to do something on this war and ending this war. So let's talk about what we can do jointly, and we are ready to do what we can. And you know that we gave support to Ukraine and that we are looking for more pressure on Russia. The European Union did, and we should talk about that.
I thought that was just, I mean, if you watched the whole thing yesterday in the White House, Trump tried to be trite, tried to be funny, basically trying to make fun of World War II and D-Day. You know, we saved you. You know, that was a pretty bad day for you Germans. And Merz wasn't going to play it. He, by the way, he came with a gift, a birth certificate from Trump's grandfather, who was born in Germany, had it framed for him. And he said, look, yeah, we're appreciative, but hey, remember what this day is really about. Many of us might remember Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. Nobody puts it better than Andy Rooney. I want to play this clip for you. Here is Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes from 2004 on D-Day.
Because it was part of my life, I'd like to say something about D-Day. Don't know how to say it any differently than I did in a book I wrote called My War. If you are young and not really clear what D-Day was, let me tell you, it was a day unlike any other. There have only been a handful of days since the beginning of time on which the direction the world was taking has been changed for the better in one 24-hour period by an act of man. June 6, 1944 was one of them. What the Americans, the British, and the Canadians were trying to do was get back a whole continent that had been taken from its rightful owners by Adolf Hitler's German army. It was one of the most monumentally unselfish things one group of people ever did for another. We all have days of our lives that stand out from the blur of days that have gone by, and the day I came ashore on Utah Beach, 4 days after the initial invasion, is one of mine. As we approached the French coast, there were small clouds of smoke and sudden eruptions as German artillery blindly lobbed shells over the hills behind the beach. They were hoping to hit U.S. troops or some of the massive amount of equipment piled up on the shore there. Row on row of dead American soldiers were laid out on the beach just above the high tide mark where it turned into weedy clumps of grass. They were covered with olive drab blankets, just their feet sticking out at the bottom, their GI boots sticking out. I remember their boots, all the same on boys, all so different. No one can tell the whole story of D-Day because no one knows it. Each of the 60,000 men who waded ashore that day knew a little part of the story too well. To them, the landing looked like a catastrophe. Each knew a friend shot through the throat, shot through a knee. Each knew names of five hanging dead on the barbed wire in the water 20 yards offshore. Three who lay unattended on the stony beach as the blood drained from holes in their bodies. They saw whole tank crews drowned when the tanks rumbled off the ramps of their landing craft and dropped into 20 feet of water. There were heroes here no one will ever know because they're dead. The heroism of others is known only to themselves. Across the channel, in Allied headquarters in England, the war directors, remote from the details of death, were exultant. They saw no blood, no dead, no dying. From the statistician's point of view, the invasion was a success. Statisticians were right. They always are. That's the damn thing about it. On each visit to the beaches over the years, I've wept. It's impossible to keep back the tears as you look across the rows of markers and think of the boys under them who died that day. Even if you didn't know anyone who died, your heart knows something that your brain does not. You weep. If you think the world is selfish and rotten, go to the cemetery at Colville-sur-Mer, overlooking Omaha Beach. See what one group of men did for another on D-Day, June 6, 1944.
Andy Rooney, back with more after this.
News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Community in Wisconsin is staking its future on the food and beverage industry. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's the community of Jefferson in southeast Wisconsin. Deb Reinbold is the president of Thrived, their economic development arm that's working right now on development of a new food and beverage innovation campus. Already home to Keekaman Foods, she said Jefferson County is committed to following through on this economic development.
Jefferson County actually is getting a lot of attention, and primarily because of our focus on food and beverage, advanced manufacturing, agribusiness, and then now we're looking and getting into biohealth and biotech. But we're seeing that the Madison and Milwaukee region is coming closer together. We call it the Madwaukee Corridor, right along I-94. And so we've been getting a lot of attention on all of that. But other investments that we've seen here, Palermo Pizzas has made an investment. Nestle Purina invested $195 million into their existing facility. They've been here for over 100 years within the city.
That's Deb Reinbold. She's the president of Thrive, the economic development arm in Jefferson County that's trying to attract more food and beverage companies to their innovation campus. She says there is about $563 million already invested into the campus. The next phase is also looking at expanded opportunities for housing for all the future employees they'll be looking for.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
And if you haven't checked out our website lately, take a look. We just welcomed a brand new face to the Midwest Farm Report Network. Her name, Kylie Allen. She grew up on a small farrow-to-finish cow-calf operation in northwest Iowa, just graduated from Iowa State University, and joined us as a Farm Broadcast team member this week. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the upper 70s. With some scattered showers out there this afternoon, we'll stay mostly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine still right there in the mid-70s, with a chance of showers popping up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tank, flip-flops and cut-off jeans.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a TGIF, June 6, 2025. It is D-Day. Todd ran that right up to the very end, but we got it in. If you weren't with us, you could listen to it on the podcast or however. Andy Rooney, iconic voice at CBS in 60 Minutes for so very, very many years, who was at D-Day, who served. And I just think it's appropriate that we pause and reflect and remember that today and never forget. Steve, listening to Mount Horeb on WMDX, says, I am an Army veteran, and that was a great segment about D-Day. They gave the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. Absolutely. So important that we pause, reflect, and remember that. And always somebody I like to go down memory road with, our friend. He's a three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football. Spent 3 years in the NFL and an all-around great guy and a fantastic turkey hunter as well. Mr. Brady Ewing joins us from the old hometown of the RC. Brady, how are you?
Doing good. That maybe the turkey hunter. That's my real claim to fame, I think.
Champion turkey hunter. but they don't give you a ring for that, right?
They don't. But what I'm hopeful, the people that are watching online and the ones that were listening on the radio really missed a display between the commercial break there where you were doing some kickboxing, some punching on the air, well, showing your moves over there in the studio.
Well, Brady asked me what I was doing this weekend. And so I'm going to the Brewery game on Sunday. As I said at the top of the show, and by the way, once again, the game is going to be shown on the Roku Sports Channel. And stay tuned after the game because they're going to do a free showing of just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So watch the Brewers game, listen on the radio, turn down the volume on the Roku channel, listen to the Brewers radio network on select stations and Civic Media, and then stick around the Roku Sports Channel for just a bit outside afterwards. But so I'm going to the game with my buddy Rob Daggett, his lovely wife and their young daughter, and we're going down. And Rob used to be one of my trainers back in the day, and when I used to have a personal trainer, and we did the not legit boxing, but where they'd wrap my hands and Rob would have like oversized mitts and they call out numbers 1 through 6. And you had to, you know, you're doing footwork and you're punching. You do that two minute rounds, three of those with a minute or two in between, you're exhausted.
Oh, no doubt. Actually at the University of Wisconsin, our strength coach, Coach Herbert and Brian Bott, we wouldn't get wrapped up, so it wasn't as serious as you, Todd, but we just used our hands and worked with those mitts, so we'd partner up and work on quick hands, different sequences, which from a football perspective, it was good conditioning, but also a way just to train your mind-hand coordination, and having quick hands as you're either fighting off a block or you're trying to establish your hands on a block when you're blocking a defender.
Oh, yeah.
Great training.
It really is. It was the best workout of my life. So Rob and I have kept in contact. And so we got to figure out a date to take you and Rachel and the boys down to another Brewer game. But I'd like to do something nice. And so Rob, we're taking his daughter down there, and we'll have a good time on Sunday. Brady, I wanted to talk a little bit about character today. Something I know you and I have talked about before. But what brought it up was Jonathan Blackwell, one of the big standout players for Greg Gard's team at University of Wisconsin men's basketball team, put his name in to explore the NBA and said when he did so, if I decide not to go into the NBA draft, I'm coming back to Wisconsin. And some people kind of thought, well, yeah, sure, right, whatever. This last week, he did just that. He said, I tested the waters, had a lot of great workout and input, but I'm going to wait a year, and I'm coming back to Wisconsin. And I read an article, I think it was Badger Blitz. I credited it, but I just don't have it in front of me right now. And when they, in the story, it said that Jonathan Blackwell, somebody in his circle, heard from one of the other big teams out there. And they said to Jonathan Blackwell's people, you know, we're really disappointed that Jonathan didn't go into the transfer portal. And I guess Blackwell's response was, hey, you can tell them that we were really disappointed that you didn't recruit me out of high school. And I thought that was great.
I love that. And I think that's when I think of, I guess, college sports of old, that's what it was all about, right? You're recruiting kids out of high school. They have that in that character, that integrity, especially at a place like Wisconsin. I feel like we've always tried to hang our hat on recruiting young athletes like that. And so to hear him say that, to hear you tell that story during the break, and then here now again, it gives me goosebumps, actually, because it just makes you feel like there's still hope a little bit. And
it really is.
And Blackwell, I mean, great player, but I think a better leader. And I think that story is a testament to the type of person he is.
I couldn't agree more. And I think it's Greg Gard a couple of years ago when the NIL really ginned up, he said to the press, look, I got to kind of start dividing myself from the old school of, look, these guys are like our sons and we bring them up. It's becoming a business. But I think this just proves there's still a part of the old school in Greg Gard. The fact that he's bringing back Blackwell, Winter is coming back, Janicki, three guys that probably could have gotten bigger NIL deals elsewhere, but they're coming back to the Badgers.
Yeah, I think that it speaks to the way that Greg Gard's been able to adjust his approach, but yet still keep some of what Wisconsin and makes him special. And he's been able to evolve both on the court and off the court in recruiting. And you look at what they did this past year and some of those key players coming back, I think high expectations, but of those top tier programs like Wisconsin has shown to be, I feel like that is the expectation now in the transfer portal. So to have that consistency is going to be huge. And it's only going to snowball in my mind because the more you can keep some of those core parts of your team together and not have that large amount of turnover to the transfer portal due to whatever reason that may be, I think that's going to just differentiate you that much more as the years progress to where you have that culture, you have that team built, and people, there's still going to be athletes like Blackwell and others that want to be a part of that type of a program versus this very transient, transitional type of a program.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Chucky Hepburn, who went to Louisville, but right. I think if you would look at the seasons of Hepburn at Louisville last year after leaving for a reported $1 million deal at Louisville, and John Tonji, who transferred in, and you look at where they're at now, positioned in the draft, I think that Tonji got the better year.
Yeah, 100%. And money's awesome. Money's great, right? I mean, Chucky chasing that deal at Nebraska, good for him. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. But at the end of the day, I'm sure there was days he was sitting there looking on his phone or watching on TV, seeing how the Badgers did and the camaraderie they had out on the court.
Yeah.
And you have to believe that he missed that a little bit. I have no idea. Total speculation,
But you played in Division I on the football side. But so you know what it's like to be on a team. Talk to us a little bit about that. If you'd like to have Brady speak to your young people, whether it's a sports group or otherwise, you can reach him on the socials, as they say, particularly on Instagram. It's Brady, B-R-A-D-I-E, Ewing. And you can reach him there. It's B-Ewing34, right? That's your handle or your whatever you want to call it?
On X, B-Ewing34, and then Instagram, Brady.Ewing. Yep.
All right, very good. When you go around talking to youth, and you talk about character, the old adage, it's character is what you do when people aren't looking. When you're following behind someone and they drop their wallet and no one's around, do you put it in your pocket or do you catch up with the person and say, hey, you dropped this? And to me, high school athletics regardless of the person's ability, those are lessons, if you have the right coach, the right team, those are lessons we can learn.
100%. Yeah, it's super cliche, but athletics gives you a great way to expose people to different types of situations. That could be success. That could be failure. That could be, sitting behind somebody that's better than them. That could be being the star person on the team. And I think those situations are great microcosms for life in the fact that, when you get into the working world or just even life as a student athlete in high school or in a family setting, like adversity is going to come. Like we all face adversity of some sort. So to have experiences with how to navigate that, how to come together as a team, how to use your resources of your family or your teammates, how to respond when bad things happen. You get injured, you miss a game-winning shot. Like, how are you going to bounce back? Are you going to go sulk in the corner of the locker room, or are you going to come back the next day, show up a little bit early, get the extra shots up, and try to learn from those challenges or those mistakes? And I think, we all have times where we do that. We all have times where we revert to feeling sorry for ourselves. So yeah. I think at least being mindful of that and having accountability not only to yourself but also those around you, that's what makes teams special, because everybody's going to fall. Everybody's going to stumble. It's really, how are you going to try to motivate yourself to get out of that? And then how are you going to help your teammates when they're in that position? Because everybody goes through those moments.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think, look, I've never met John Blackwell. I mean, but just the little I read and see, and I guess I'm a big believer in people's actions over their words. And here's a guy who said he was going to do something, probably most likely had the opportunity to cash in bigger somewhere else, but he kept his word and is coming back out of loyalty. And that's something in my life that's tremendously important to me, is I really try to be a loyal friend. I try to be loyal to the people who take care of me. And so, I just really admire what Blackwell's doing, as others on the team as well.
Yeah, it's special. Blackwell, we know what he can do on the court, but to see that he lives that out in his day-to-day basis, on a day-to-day basis, is pretty special.
Yeah, it really is. We're talking to Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football, spent 3 years in the NFL, and a Brewers fan as well. And by the way, Brady, you can actually, you're eligible. get your kids on Rachel texting in right now. We are right smack dab in the middle of our big Sconny Summer Text Win contest. You can be eligible. You're eligible for the next, about 14 minutes here. Go to the Civic Media app, download it, open it up, and text the word North, N-O-R-T-H, North, right now on the Civic Media app, because we're giving away this hour a pair, that's two, a deuce, to a future Brewer game at AmFam Field in these beautiful club seats that, Brady, you've been in. It's a pretty good view.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, you get to go inside, hit the air conditioning if you need it. Great.
We
concession
needed
stand closed. Yeah, we needed it the day we went. Concession stands were closed. Yeah. That was needed for the kids too, to keep them cooled down and fueled up. So no, it was a great game. It's always fun to be at. I still want to call it Miller Park.
I know.
AmFam Field.
I know.
Taking in the Brewers.
Text the word experience. North, N-O-R-T-H, North. Text it right now to be eligible for the Brewer tickets, and also eligible for here, Brady. You want to take your lovely wife on a vacation? Two grand prizes, Wisconsin vacation to either the Baraboo Dells area or a Door County getaway with a gas card. So North, N-O-R-T-H. About a minute here left, Brady. Let's dive into this. We'll pick it up on the other side. A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers. Now, this is interesting because you played with Russell Wilson at Wisconsin. The one year he was there, you guys went to the Rose Bowl and won the Big Ten. And so now Russell Wilson's going from the Steelers to the Jets, and A-Rod going from the Jets to the Steelers.
Well, Giants. Russell's at
Giants. Same stadium.
The other New York
same
team.
Stadium. Same stadium.
Same stadium. There you go.
It'll be all right. See, I messed up the segment because I didn't know my teams. You never try to challenge a former NFL player when you're talking about teams. That's the lesson from the end of this segment. All right, I'll regroup. We'll come back. We'll get Brady's thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, and his son is an NBA fan. The Pacers game last night was incredible. It's the All Balls Show for a Friday with Brady Ewing on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
July, but we're into June already. Cannot believe that. June 6th, Friday, TGIF 2025. Now 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. These allergies, Brady.
I think Todd needs some hot some water with lemon and honey.
Yeah, I'm going to sit in a pool of hot water or something this weekend and try to decongest. Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, Wisconsin Badger football team, also a former player in the league, as they say, the NFL, joins us every other Friday. Always appreciative of that. By the way, Brady, it is National Donut Day.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to...
Did you partake?
Look at this. Luke Mathers brought in a box of Greenbush Bakery donuts today.
Yep, I had one earlier too.
Right?
Oh man.
Did you spend a lot of time? Did you spend a lot of time there when you went to Wisconsin?
Love Greenbush. Even after when we lived in Madison, that would when our kids were younger, that would be a Saturday morning tradition. And I don't know. Is it Papa John's? Was the original center?
Papa's Donuts. Yeah, Papa's Donuts.
Papa's Donuts.
Sputnik's
man.
Before that.
hey, that was the spot. I missed those and craved those.
I know, absolutely. Me too. Good time. So Brady and I could sit around talking about donuts and Michelin Center for all day. But text the word North, N-O-R-T-H, right now to the Civic Media app to be eligible to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers tickets as well as fabulous grand prizes, which will whisk you away to destinations untold across Wisconsin. North, N-O-R-T-H, is the word to text right now. Brady, before the break, Aaron Rodgers, former Packer, former Jet, now to the Steelers. I know it's sensational, but what do you make of it?
It's fascinating. I'm interested to see how him and Tomlin kind of mesh together and their personalities, and what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers through the years as far as his personality, and just there's some baggage that comes there. I mean, he can play on the field, but comes with some off the field stuff, and just a pretty extravagant personality. So it's going to be interesting to see how he meshes in yet another program. And I have a ton of respect for the way that the Steelers program has been run, and it'll be interesting to see. I mean, that's where I think coaches can really come into the equation, to see how they mesh that type of a talent, that type of personality with the culture that they've built historically, and going to be very, very different than I think the Russell personality that they had at least last year.
Very, very different indeed. Very different indeed. Brady, you were bringing up during the break, this is a really interesting point. Talk to us about what these quarterbacks that were in the NFL draft, these college quarterbacks, some of them coming out early, and what they left and what they're going towards.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting, and I almost brought it up during the Blackwell conversation. Just you look at the draft, and everybody obviously saw Shedeur Sanders and how he dropped in the draft, but there was other higher quarterback draft picks, and that position's easy to call out just because everybody recognizes them. And it was still interesting that a lot of these quarterbacks that declared early and could have stayed in college gave up, big NIL deals in college to pursue what would be a smaller annual salary at the NFL level. But I guess I just think back to guys I played with in some of my time, and guys are still chasing that dream, and they still have, again, money is important. Obviously they'll make great money either way, but they're still out pursuing that dream and wanting to be a part of something that they've likely looked forward to since they were, kids. So it's just interesting to see how that money, goal achievement, can go back and forth and weigh on people and how they make their decisions. And people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, their goals, their dreams. And, or maybe it's a certain program like Blackwell where he wants to be a part of Wisconsin and uphold his word. So just interesting how that plays into it.
It's super interesting. I think I read where Shedeur, he was making well over $1.5 million in NIL at Colorado. And, he dropped to the fifth round. I know the minimum has changed a lot because you were in the fifth round, right?
Correct.
It's changed a lot in the years since you were first drafted. But you got to believe that Shedeur is making a lot less. He went to Cleveland, right? As an NFL quarterback, a fifth rounder, he was making as the starter at Colorado.
Yeah, it's fascinating. But again, he wants to be a part of competition at its highest level. Mm-hmm. And no doubt he had more he could have accomplished at Colorado, other than getting his name inducted or his number inducted into the Hall of Fame. I think that already happened.
I know. They retired his jersey number when he's still a senior. I mean, or whatever, last year playing. Kind of crazy.
Isn't there usually a time window that you need to uphold to get that done?
Right? I thought. And by, as long as you brought that up, why is 34 not retired at Camp Randall? That's my... come on.
Hey, on a side note, though, did you see the recent Hall of Fame class? It's... at Wisconsin for the W Club Hall of Fame. It helped if I was able to talk, but James White is going in, Travis Frederick, and a bunch of others, Frank Kaminsky. Just really cool to see, I guess, people that I either played with or looked up to during my high school days getting inducted. Now is really cool and happy for those guys.
It's super cool. And congratulations to all who were inducted. Very quickly, Brady, NBA finals are on, the Pacers against the Thunder, Oklahoma. Halliburton, the Wisconsin guy, does it again for the Pacers in the last second.
Yeah, it was pretty special. You said Bennett's an NBA guy. Rachel was out at her parents' with a couple of our boys last night. So Bennett and I watched the first half. And what started off as a pretty lopsided game became pretty competitive to the end. So I got to catch the highlights from the second half. But, man, that guy has ice water running through his veins. And just an impressive athlete. To make a shot of that caliber in that game with all of the hype, I mean, that and it's kind of old hat for him. He does it all the time now.
Why is it that Wisconsin teams always lose to the eventual champion? It's like we always draw the wrong team. We never have a bad draw anytime Brady joins us. Brady, thank you so very much. We appreciate your time, my friend. I might see, I'm coming up for the Betty Hayes dance recital on Saturday. Maybe I'll see you around. All right. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye. Back after this.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Maryland man the White House admitted was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison 2 months ago is on his way back to the U.S., according to sources familiar with the matter. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia became a flashpoint in the Trump administration's sweeping deportation efforts of alleged gang members. ABC's Catherine Falder says Abrego-Garcia will face criminal charges in the U.S.
We're told by sources that he's on his way back because he is facing criminal charges. He's been indicted by a federal grand jury, an indictment that remains under seal on charges related to human trafficking. So once in the United States, he will face federal criminal charges for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the United States. That stems from that 2022 Tennessee Highway Patrol traffic stop where Abrego-Garcia was pulled over for speeding. He was in that car with eight other people who he was transporting.
The Supreme Court upheld a lower court's ruling ordering the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Abrego-Garcia. This is ABC News.